Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden, and you are watching and listening to Lilydale Assembly Radio. Lilydale Radio. Isn't that exciting? I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden, and the name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence, and it's all about you, who you are, who you want to be, and who you truly are inside. I'm a registered medium at Lilydale Assembly, and it's my pleasure to serve spirit there. It's a wonderful thing. Looks like something's happening to my Facebook. Well, what can I tell you? We got some oddities happening. I seem to have lost my Facebook live feed. We will try that again. I will keep talking to you people, though, on Blog Talk. I'm not sure what's happening, but that's okay. We will keep going. We've got all sorts of things we're going to be talking about tonight. We are going to be talking about trying new things. We're going to be talking about getting readings, and how much fun it can be to get a reading and what you can get out of a reading. And we're going to take some callers and have some fun. If you're joining me on my page, Colleen Van Der Zijden, Medium and Self-Empowerment Coach, we lost the Facebook feed for a little bit of time, but it is back on, so we are good as of this moment, and I hope nothing changes. I do want to tell you I am broadcasting live from Florida. I have come to Florida for a vacation of sorts, and I'm doing some work here. And I've got this whole new setup here. I had to bring everything with me because I've got a couple shows I do a week, and we are going to just make it all be as normal as possible. The whole point of coming to Florida is to check it out, to see if I want to live here for a couple months out of the winter, because I really don't like snow. So this is a plan, and we're just checking it out and seeing. So you'll have to bear with me in case we have any more technical difficulties, but I don't think we will. I think that must have just been a fluke. So as I was saying, I'm a registered medium at Lilydale Assembly, and I'm also a spiritual life coach. And as a life coach, I help people create the life of their dreams, help them take action steps towards their dreams. Hi, Deborah. How are you? Hi, Kyle. Nice to see you. And we do all sorts of things as a coach and as a medium. My passion, what I really spend time doing, is helping people connect with themselves, to learn about themselves, to figure out who they are, what they want, to figure out what kind of action they can take to create the life they want. I don't know about you guys, but I have had times where I just feel so lost, where I think, I don't even know what to do anymore. This is wrong and that is wrong and I don't know what to do. Or maybe I just wake up in the morning and I don't feel good. And you know, sometimes you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, as they say, and you wake up and you think, it's just not going so hot today. I don't know what it is. Nothing's even happened yet. You just wake up in that mood. And we, as a coach, I help people move into different energies, you know, come up with some ideas how they can shift into that. As a medium, I also help people with that too. We connect with the people on the other side, our loved ones on the other side, but also sometimes other things come up. And as I'm talking to my clients, we might talk about different things they can do to affirm who they are, and to not let some of that negativity that we all experience in life overwhelm them. We want to make sure we're getting the life experience we want to have. Life can be difficult sometimes, can't it? I mean, it really can, and sometimes with good reason, and other times it's just the way it is. You know, we'll have one thing happen, another thing happen, and it can be just too much sometimes. And we will cover all sorts of ideas tonight. Hi, Mary, how are you? I was just thinking about you, Mary, actually, because of the flu epidemic thing going on now. And I was hoping that everybody who's watching is doing well and feels good, because I remember Mary a couple of weeks ago or so mentioned that she had the flu, and we all sent her some positive energy and some love to make her feel better. And I started thinking about all the callers and the listeners and everybody who's paying attention to the Lilydale radio shows and hoping that everybody is doing well. Mary is doing great. Wonderful. Because, you know, I guess this is a doozy of an illness that's happening right now. So sending you all lots of healing and lots of love for that. We want to make sure you're all doing as well as you possibly can, too. Now, I do want to mention the other radio shows that Lilydale has, so I don't forget. We have Celeste Elliott is Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning, Wake Up to Spirit, it's called. We have Willa White, 10 o'clock Wednesday morning. She does Wednesdays with Willa, and she has guests usually. It's so much fun. And then Wednesday night at 8 o'clock is John White, and he takes callers. I don't think he's doing Facebook Live just yet, but I do think he's taking callers and everything like that. So you can check in with some of the other Lilydale radio shows. We have other shows that are in development, if you will, and they'll be coming at some point in the future. And speaking of Lilydale, the website is looking good. We've got all sorts of things going on there right now. Hi, Bonnie. We've got the special events are up. I saw the monks are coming. I saw some really good mediums are going to be here, Simon James and Brian Robertson. You think I could remember their names. Of course, Lisa Williams will be there. I know Celeste is teaching two or three workshops. I'm teaching three workshops. There are so many workshops happening this summer. It's amazing. And especially, I want you to look at the website and start making your plans. When are you going to go to Lilydale? You know, I heard you can make reservations for the hotel starting in March, maybe, or maybe it was the workshop. Either way, call the office starting in March. They'll hook you up with whatever it is you need to be hooked up with. And it's going to be a very exciting season. The feeling I keep getting about this is just this year of 2018 is such a year of opportunity. And for whatever reason, I just feel very strongly that Lilydale is going to be very pivotal for a lot of people in their lives. People are going to come and have experiences that they didn't expect to have, where they reach higher in their own vibrations, but they reach higher in the things they're doing and how they're reacting to their life situations. I feel so many people, yes, reservations in March is so exciting, isn't it? And it's going to be such a good year because people are going to really connect with what they need to connect with. And I don't know why I feel this so strongly. I am a medium, maybe they have something to do with it, but I feel such a strong sense of this, that this is such an important year for people. Right now, I've talked to so many people who are having problems with their lives, looking for guidance, looking for solutions, looking for ways to create a different life, looking for a happier life, because we, like I said, we do get stuck in some areas sometimes. And Lilydale can be a spiritual mecca for some, if you will. It's a spiritual place where you don't have to go and get a reading, but just being on the grounds makes a huge difference in how people feel. You can feel the peace as soon as you step on the grounds. It's amazing. When I go over there in the summer, I will drive on and right, and immediately I can feel my shoulders dropping. You know, if I've been getting stressed about something, I can feel it dropping. And then to have the added advantage of being able to go to workshops, being able to take classes in whatever it is you want to take a class in. There's so many options and opportunities there. To be able to go to the healing temple and get a healing, to be able to go to the stump or the forest temple and receive a message or just watch other people receiving messages can be very healing. To have that experience of knowing there is something on the other side and our loved ones are still there. And hi, Michael, how are you today? And tonight, what I want to talk about, I'm going to talk about a couple of things. We will take some callers. I feel like I missed you guys last week because I was traveling. And so I feel like I have so many things I want to tell you. I was thinking today about how we try new things, how sometimes life happens or something comes up. We might have an opportunity and we don't take that opportunity. We might be scared. We might doubt ourselves and we don't do whatever we want to do sometimes. You know how we stop ourselves sometimes because of that thoughts in our head and stuff. And I'm finding it's very interesting that to watch different people as they learn how to do something new, they try new things. My coming to Florida is an experiment. I had no intention of coming to Florida. I had no intention of living in Florida, even temporarily. So it's an experiment. I'm trying it out and I'm trying to see what it feels like, if I like it down here, if it's someplace I want to be. And And over the next few years, I'll try some other places and see what I like best. But I do have to say today was a kind of a cool day for us because, you know, they had that big rocket launch down wherever they launched those things, Cape Canaveral, I think it is. But anyway, we were on the east coast of Florida, and they told us we would be able to see something. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. I have never seen a rocket take off. I've never seen anything like that before, so it'd be fun, even though we're quite a distance away. So we're sitting outside on the beach, and I couldn't understand why so many people were out there on the beach. It was the nicest day, but it wasn't the greatest day. And people were out there and all this. And then all of a sudden, the launch time had been delayed. It kept getting pushed back and back. And finally, it was about 3:45. And I'd been sitting out there for a couple hours, which was nice to sit outside because I wouldn't be doing that at home, would I? So I'm sitting outside, and all of a sudden, you can see the flames coming up as you can see the rocket going in the air. We're probably about 50 miles away, I think somebody told me. And you could see it, and it was so exciting. And I started to think about the abilities of people to create something like that, to create this gigantic, and if you haven't read about it, you should check this out. It's amazing. This gigantic rocket that they're sending to Mars. Isn't that astounding? Astonishing. I think it's astonishing that somebody can do that. And even more astonishing was they had these other rockets on the side of it, and two of those rockets came right back down and landed on the pad where they had just taken off. They came right back down. Isn't that amazing? Do you remember way back years ago, you know, everything would fall off into the ocean, and they'd have to go catch the people from the ocean and all of that? And these just came right back down. And I started thinking about the minds that create that, which got me thinking about the minds we have and how powerful our mind can be to change our experience of life, to make different options, make different choices, do different things. It's amazing. We have no idea, I don't believe we have as much of an awareness of what we can create in our minds. You know, we've talked about the law of attraction, and, you know, if you follow anything with spiritualism and all that, that comes up. And that we have these, you know, we know we're sending out energies and vibrations, and what we think about it, we attract. But we are so unaware of the power we have. Now, if you think about waking up on the wrong side of the bed and you feel crappy and you don't know why, you can start to see, if you wake up like that, that energy you have, you start to attract more and more of that kind of thing. You might get irritable, even more irritable. You might start noticing things that are happening around you. But if you can find a way to shift that into a different energy, you'll attract a different energy. And it's really probably such a simple thing to be able to do that compared to the massive potential our brains and minds have. But when I wake up, and I'll just mention this since I'm talking about getting up on the wrong side of the bed, when I wake up and I'm feeling crappy and I just feel like, you know, what am I going to do? The first thing I do is recognize it. How many times do we not even recognize that? We just don't. We ignore it. So I recognize it, but then I take some really conscious breaths. And I find it can be as simple as 3 breaths to totally reframe my energy, reframe everything about me, shift everything into a different area, just a few breaths. And then I also sometimes will come up with a phrase, you know, I'm having a good day, as simple as that, something like that, to just get my mind out of it. And I'll repeat myself over and over again if I have to. And that helps me kind of just become more aware of what's happening. Now, I've gone off on tangents, as I so frequently do here. But I just got to thinking about the brain and what the brain can do. And I know there's so much science out there on that, on the brain and everything it can do. And I'm not a big science brain person, but I have seen some stuff out there that is stunning. And so if you ever think that things are, you can't do anything about anything, you know, you're just the way you are, you can't change it, this is what's happening, you can't change how you perceive things, you can change it. I'm telling you this. Now, I do want to talk about mediumship, which is actually what I really wanted to talk about tonight. And then I will take some callers because I see I have a whole bunch and I have not talked to you for so long, so I do want to talk to you. Mediumship. Sometimes I was doing a little unscientific survey on Facebook and some groups on my page and on my personal page, finding out why people go to a medium. why do people go to a psychic, and the psychic mediumship differences that there are. As a medium, we connect with our loved ones on the other side. And as a simple psychic, okay, most mediums, if not all, I believe are psychic, so we have psychic mediums. But somebody who's purely psychic and doesn't connect with the loved ones on the other side, I kind of differentiate those in my mind. Lots of times people will go to a psychic because they want answers to something. Even people who come to a mediumship reading. Now, in Lilydale, we do mediumship readings. And as we're connecting with our loved ones on the other side, they may very well mention things of interest to you that are happening in your life now. They may tell you things about yourself. They might tell you, give you some advice if that's what they would have done here. But always remember, it's being interpreted through another person, so take it as it makes sense, okay? It's not an end-all. I did have someone once, as a client who came to me regularly, and I'm talking way too regularly, because they wanted me to tell them what to do all of the time. And I would say the spirit is not giving me that information. They want you to figure it out for yourself. I'm sure of that. You know, sometimes they will, and invariably in the summer, if I say to somebody, well, you know, they probably won't tell you what's going to happen. They're not going to predict the future. They're not going to this. They're not going to that. They may not tell you what to do. Invariably, we get that aunt from the other side who told everybody what to do. And it's so funny because I'll say, oh, remember when I said that? Well, this one's telling you this. You do with it what you want to do. But as we connect in with our loved ones on the other side, so many people go to have a reading because they're curious. You know, the first time, I think we're all curious. We want to see, you know. I had some friends who were kind of scared about having a reading. And why would I want to do that? Oh, it's evil. Or something could happen. Or a bad spirit might come in. And I have yet to meet that, a bad spirit or an evil spirit or anything like that. But we all go out of curiosity, I do believe. Sometimes there are people who know right away they are hoping to connect with certain people. And so I do want to acknowledge that people are hoping to connect with certain people, which doesn't guarantee they're going to come, but there you go. And so people will come because they're curious. And I do remember my very first reading, which was not very good, if I say so myself, because this medium I went to, she looked at me, and I had on paint spattered shorts, and I'm on the thinner side, and she just looked at me and she said, oh, you like to paint. And I'm going, what do you mean? And I'm like, no, I don't like paint. And she goes, oh, no, you do. I see you painting. And I'm trying to figure out what she means. Well, paint spattered shorts because I painted the side of my house. And then she talked about how healthy I was and how I ate very well and I ate all of the right things. Well, I don't really like vegetables that much, so I didn't really eat healthy. I eat more healthfully now than I did back then. Back then, I was pretty much on the sugar and cupcakes diet. And so it's very interesting, you know, to hear that. I don't recall this medium connecting with anyone on the other side for me. So I would say she's probably more of a psychic than a medium. And it was an odd reading. And the other thing about she's telling me how healthy I was, I just had surgery about two or three days before I went for this reading. So I was walking a little slowly. It was nothing major. And there was no, you know, acknowledgement of that. So it was a little odd. And so, but it was curious enough for me to kind of go, hey, that's kind of fun. And I didn't really understand what was out there. You know, so in that course, now that was a long time ago, and I understand it much better now. Now, I do want to give you the telephone number to call in. You are watching and listening to Lilydale Radio. I'm Colleen Van Zuyden, and the show is called Embracing Your Essence. And the number to call in is 818-739-8818, and I will be getting to callers in about 2 minutes. Isn't that amazing? 2 minutes. So sometimes when people come for a reading, also what we might cover, we might also cover some of the uncertainty in life. You know, they might be having some issues. Sometimes people will come because they want answers. They have questions they want answered to. Answered to? That was a bad sentence. You understand. They want questions answered. They want to know what's going to work. They want to know if they're on the right path. We never know as mediums. We never really know what's going to happen. You know, when I take a caller, when I have a private session, we just don't know. We connect with whoever wants to come in from the other side. They say whatever they want to say. So it's not like we can plan it out. I had another friend once who went to a medium, and she said to me, well, you know, she had my name, so she must have Googled me. And I'm thinking, wow, I can't remember what I did 2 seconds ago, much less Google somebody and then go through a whole bunch of clients and then remember that little bit of information about this person. And I'm thinking, no, that doesn't happen at all. I couldn't convince her otherwise. She didn't believe me at all. And, you know, sometimes we're looking for something in particular when we go to a reading. And if we don't get that particular thing, then we're like, oh, no, that wasn't any good. Let me give you an example of that. Before my brother passed, and he passed quite some time ago, before he passed, we had a conversation in the hospital. And I had said to him, let me know about this when you get to heaven. Let me know about this. And now I have to say, knowing what I know, if somebody ever did tell me what we talked about at that time, I would probably fall over and faint. I would just faint. It would be so exciting and everything. But because I have not yet heard those words, and I may never hear those words, that doesn't mean I haven't connected with him in my own readings with other people, with other mediums. That doesn't mean I haven't connected with the people, because there's enough other information that will come through. And the spirits will tell us what they want us to hear, what they think is important, not necessarily what we think is important in our limited minds. Isn't that interesting? And so sometimes people will say, well, they didn't say this. And if they said this, I absolutely know it would be him. I'm going, sorry, this is what they give you, and this is what we've got. Thanks, Joanna. I appreciate that. So things are, and when you have a reading, it should be kind of uplifting. You should get some good information, try to connect with people, see what happens, all of that. Okay, now I feel like I really should take a caller. I don't know how long I've been talking, but really I should take a caller. So let's see who we're going to go to today. We're going to intuitively touch in here and see what we've got going. And we are going to go to, I hope, the way it's looking on my computer, it's a little hard for me to tell. But I'm hoping to be talking to the person whose last four numbers are 0740. Okay, 0740. Hello, how are you today?
Hi, Colleen. It's Mary from Ohio.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm so glad I got through.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, because I do see I have a lot of colors, but I just felt a certain number, and I liked your number for some reason. So is there something I could help you with in particular today?
Oh, I would love a reading, and whoever comes through and whatever they have to say would be absolutely fantastic.
You know, I have to say, I've got a man here who's stepping in with you right away, and I have to say he's feeling very fatherly to me, so we'll see if he's in fact your father or someone like that. And as as he comes in, I'm getting all sorts of physical sensations within my body. Lots of times I connect with the body, and they like to show me things. I've got stuff moving up into my chest area, right up into my throat. I've got some stuff in the stomach area as well. And so this is giving me the impression whoever this person I'm talking to has some something going on here, a serious illness. I'm also wondering if he smoked because of my throat is feeling really strange right now as well. Do you have an idea who it might be, just from that brief description?
Oh, absolutely. That is my father. And he passed from alpha 1 emphysema, but it wasn't from smoking. I can't explain it, but anyways, yes. So I understand why you said smoking.
Okay, yeah, because it's interesting. I get a lot of the chest area, my throat feels, I don't even know how to describe it. I guess constricted really would describe that. Did he have quite a lot of trouble breathing then? He must have been on oxygen.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, okay, because I want to put stuff by my face. You know, I'm seeing quite a twinkle in his eye right now. And he gives me the impression he was a little bit of a goof-off when he was younger. Do you know stories about him?
Yes, I do. You're correct about that.
Yeah, he's kind of fun. I'm having a lot of fun just feeling his energy right now, because he gives me such an impression of, well, you know, kind of doing his own thing and being goofy. But there's a humor in him and a twinkle. He's talking about, as he gets older, how it was a little bit harder to maintain that twinkle, but you could see it every now and then. Did he really try hard to maintain his positiveness? That's not really a good word, but his positivity as he gets older?
Yes, that's correct. As when he was younger, I had heard that he was fun and wild. When he was older, not so much.
Yeah, because it seems like it's harder to me. But I do see that twinkle is still there. It just doesn't come out as much as it used to. There's a lot of, I get a bit of touching in with him in his later time. I get a bit of frustration there with him where I feel like it feels to me like he feels as though he should have been doing more for other people. I get a little bit of a feeling of failure on his part, feeling that he should have been doing more. Was he the one that took care of everybody and wanted to keep doing that even when he physically couldn't do it anymore?
Yes, that's the one thing. He always went to work. So he was a man who worked, he worked continuously. And I understand the feeling of a failure, too.
Okay, because, okay. He's talking now about, boy, you were really there for him, though, weren't you? He's talking about you being there, you letting him know how much you loved him. And he gives me the impression you were there, very patient with him when he would get a little bit impatient himself. But you were very patient with him, and he loves you so much. I just want to make sure I don't forget to say that part, because that's the most important thing to say. And sometimes I forget to say that because I feel it, but I don't say it. And he loves you so much. And there's so much gratitude for everything you did for him. And he's also given me that feeling of pride, how much how proud he is of you for everything that you have achieved and who you are as a person, of course, too. He says you've made him proud. He gives me the impression that you still acknowledge him and you speak to him on the other side. He's also talking about the advice he would give you sometimes. Now, I'm talking about a while ago for that he would give you some advice sometimes. He gives me the impression he has very high expectations for people around him. Did he have a lot of expectations for people?
I guess, yes. I would say that.
Yeah. I don't feel him being like overly emotional or anything like that, okay? And
no,
I feel an intolerance for whining, like we don't want to be whining around him. There's an expectation of people being responsible for their own actions, people being responsible for what they're creating and all of that, too. Why is he showing me right now? I want to go to the movies right now. Why do I want to go to the movies? Do you know?
There wasn't very good many memories with my father, but going to the drive-in movies was the one good memory, or one of the very few memories I had that was good of him.
Okay. Because there's that feeling of movies, and it was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. I don't get the impression he acknowledges, even from what you just said even, that he doesn't acknowledge as much how proud he is of you. And it is important for me, again, to acknowledge the gratitude he was talking about earlier for you and everything you did for him.
I think on the other side he's had a big change of heart.
Yeah, that happens sometimes, which is good. I've only met a few spirits who haven't really changed, and they were kind of jerks here and jerks on the other side. But his energy that he's showing me, he showed me that fun part, and then he showed me the other more impatient part of him. But there's that overwhelming father feeling. And I do want to say, too, that father feeling I get is a good father feeling. It's that pride, that love, and that kind of connection. Even though I recognize he probably wasn't much of one for telling you these things when he was here in the physical. Interesting. Very fun. Yes, there's a lot of love for you right now. I do want to acknowledge that. Okay. Well, Mary, I suppose I should let you go. I'll just keep talking.
Thank
to you,
all day. You so very much. And he often steps in, so I know he's completely changed on the other side, and he's always around me. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for bringing him here to me today so I could talk to him. It was my pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Colleen. Good night.
You have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was Mary from Ohio. Isn't it interesting? I tell you, spirit is something. So I do want to say, again, the number to call, even though I have a bajillion callers here apparently, is 818-739-8818. And you can call in. You can ask questions. You want to ask questions about mediumship, how it works. You want to ask questions about healing or coaching. You want to have a reading. Whatever you want to do, we'll talk about. Okay? So I'm going to move on to my next caller. Let's see who we're going to today. Who's next? Oh, I kind of like this number. Let me see if it's familiar to me. It is not. The number is, this is like bingo here, 2037. Hello, what's your name today? What's your name today? I like you changed it. How are you? Are you there? Hello? Nope, we may have lost her. Okay. 2037, maybe we'll try again. See, so much for my psychic ability, picking somebody that I wanted to talk to. Okay, how about, what is this? How about, oh goodness, you know, I should really have my glasses on. It would make life easier. 6809, how are you today?
Hello.
Are you there?
This is Mary calling. Florida.
Hi. How? What's your name?
Mary. Another Mary.
Mary. Oh, isn't that interesting? I wonder if my third one will be a Mary,
yeah,
too. So how can I help you today?
Well, my cousin's been gone about a year, and we were extremely close, and she hasn't come through at all to me, and there's so many things going on in my life, and I used to talk to her frequently and discuss it, and boy, I could sure use some good words from her right now. If you could bring her in, her name is Linda.
Okay, well, I have a woman here, and I don't know if this is her or not, so you'll have to let me know, because this woman who's coming in, I have to say, this must be a throat and neck day today. I'm feeling throat things going on. I've got a lot of constriction here. I don't know if this is a physical thing, because it almost feels as though I'm, suppressing what I want to say. I feel like I'm suppressing my emotions. I feel like I'm not speaking my mind as much as I should be. I have to say, though, that this woman has the greatest laugh, and it's really loud.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Okay. And did she have a bit of a raspy voice? I do want to check that.
You know, I don't know if I'd call it raspy. She had a beautiful voice because she was a singer at times.
Okay, because my throat feels a little bit raspy. Now it could just be me because I'm talking and maybe I need more water. So hold on, I'm going to cough. Excuse me. So, but I have to say, I want to go back to that laugh because that laugh is a great laugh. Now, did she have something going on in her throat area before she passes?
I'm not sure about the throat. She had other issues going on. I'm not sure if they affected her throat. It could have.
Okay.
There might be a reason.
Okay. Yeah, there might be something to that. So there is a mention of that as well. Now, this person, and I'm not convinced still that it is your cousin as yet, so we're just going to keep going and see. Because I have to say, with her, there's a lot of fun here. I get the feeling of somebody who can, no conversation is something to be avoided, that we can talk about everything. And I also feel that she will say whatever is on her mind to the right people.
Mm-hmm.
She will say whatever she wants to say. And I feel that she might joke about just about anything as well, whether or not it's something we could joke about or should joke about in some people's minds. She will joke about anything and everything. And I do like her passion, too. There's a lot of enthusiasm here for what she believes and what she wants to experience and all of that. She said you guys are more like sisters than cousins.
Yes, exactly. We grew up.
You know?
Yes.
Okay. Because there's the feeling of always being together, that kind of thing. But also, it's the, I want to be hiding. Now, this is when you're young. I want to be hiding, like, under bed covers and talking to each other. You know, like I made a tent and we are inside this tent and we're talking to each other and we're whispering, but we're supposed to be sleeping. Okay, I don't know if you really ever did that or if it's just an example. But
it's been a long time, but we probably would have.
Yes, I want to be doing that and whispering back and forth and talking about everything. I feel you guys sharing so much about your ups and your downs and all of that when you're younger as well, and not just when you're older too. And there's the feeling of her kicking your butt at times. Did she used to kind of give you a push sometimes to do things? Did you hesitate and she pushed you?
She had that kind of personality. If she didn't think you were doing what she thought was right or whatever, or you thought she could tell you to do more. She had a way like that. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a little bit of that, but it's all good. You know, it's not being a jerk or anything like that. It's all good.
No, no.
And it's all to kind of go, okay, you know, you can do this. And as she's talking about
that's
this,
right. She would say that.
Oh, she would say that. Okay. And she wants to say, and that's funny because I was going to say, she wants to tell you that right now as well. You can do this. You can do it, not to be too concerned about it. She says, even though, and I don't know what I'm talking about as yet, but she's telling me, even though there are some issues and there's things you're not sure how it's going to come out, you're not sure how it's going to work, she says, you've got it. You can do it. Just keep going. And she's also talking about somebody in your life now. Do you have somebody in your life now who's a little bit difficult to handle or a little bit difficult to interact with? Okay, because she's mentioning that person and gives me the impression that it can be very draining spending time with that person. And it can be hard sometimes to be patient in conversation. And exactly. And she's telling me, though, there's nothing wrong with you trying to limit your time as much as possible. I know it's not possible all the time, but she says there's nothing wrong with that. She gives me the impression, too, that this person is somebody who does not listen to you very well. Does this person not listen to you?
I don't know if it's not listening or not being able to comprehend or absorb. I'm not sure if there is an issue with absorbing information or just tuning out. I'm not sure if it's intentional or not.
Okay, because she's talking about the not listening, which gives me the impression they're not hearing you. Boy, it's interesting you talk about absorbing. It's like there's a wall, if you will, some kind of a wall where the information doesn't all get through. You know, I know we all listen to things and people, et cetera, from our own perceptions, and that seems to be very strong here, that person listens totally through their own perceptions and not very – has a harder time looking at things from different perspectives and other people's perspectives.
So
there's a lot of limited viewpoint, I think is what she's trying to get through to me, is a limited viewpoint.
Exactly.
It's kind of a weird energy that she's showing me. She says you can get quite frustrated at times, huh? It can be a little bit, because sometimes you feel like you're beating your head against a wall.
Yep.
Like I've said this. And, you must be tired of that. She's talking about you making sure you're getting out there to have enough fun now and not with that person. I don't know what that means, and I'm not trying to tell you anything.
It's pretty exclusive. It's pretty exclusive right now, so I haven't been much on my own.
Yeah, because it feels, you know, just from what she's showing me, it seems like it's time for you to kind of step back into yourself and make those choices and decisions that reflect what you want and who you want to be, all of those things. It seems to me, too, from what she's showing me, that you've gone through some down times more recently where you just you just feel really depressed and down and not sure how to get out of it and not sure how to how to move on. Did she drink beer by any chance?
No, she didn't. She didn't drink much at all.
Okay, because all of a sudden I'm being shown a glass of beer.
Well, he drinks occasionally a beer or wine. He likes his beer. Maybe she's picking up on him.
Okay, because it was really strange because she was talking about you having fun and all of a sudden, and having fun, you know, on your own terms, and all of a sudden she's showing me a glass of beer and I'm going, I don't know where you're going with this.
Related to him.
Okay, and probably you getting out and having fun and not having the beer. anyway.
She would say that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I do like her. She's a lot of fun. You know, that feeling, that sisterly feeling with you is so very strong. And it's that I want to take care of you feeling comes in as well. And I get the feeling she wants to reassure you very much so that everything is going to be okay. And I'm also getting the feeling, she's talking about how much she loves you, of course. But she says it's more than that. It's more than love. It's like you're a part of her. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She said you're like a part of her.
Twin souls. We were like twin souls.
Oh, interesting. Twin souls. I'm glad you understood that because I was like, I don't know where I'm going with that either. But I tell you, spirit does what spirit does, and I just go with the flow. And, you know, when she's talking about that you're a part of her, she's a part of you, she's emphasizing that she hasn't left you. And even though physically we all know it's much better when they're here in the physical because then we can feel them and touch them, but she hasn't left you. You know, she's still there. She's still there, and she's now actually showing me flowers. Now, for me, when I see flowers, that means flowers. That doesn't mean something else, okay? And she's showing me flowers, and I don't know who has the flowers where or what this means further, but I just want to make sure.
She was a florist.
She was a florist.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. I love it. I tell you, spirit is amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's funny because sometimes people will say, well, I see flowers and it means this. But I say to the spirits, you just tell me what I need to say and then we'll just go from there. And as she's talking about this, she's talking about you, her being there with you. She's talking about the flowers. She's talking about how connected you are to her. She's also given me the impression you have actually felt her. But you doubted it and you didn't believe you felt her. Really? She's telling me, okay, now I don't know. You'll have to think on this one, I think. She's telling me it's almost like somebody taps you either on the leg or arm, okay? She's talking about somebody tapping you and it's her, okay?
Well,
and
I
it feels like
felt
a physical.
It yet. Yeah,
okay,
I haven't
does,
felt
you will.
Yet. Oh, good.
Okay, because she's. Yeah, she's telling me that you've already experienced it, but you doubted it. So, and it also feels to me, as she's showing that to me, you know how when we're just about falling asleep and sometimes you get an impression of something or you feel something?
Yeah,
that it might be related
to that.
I'll
get like a warmth around me. I will get a warmth around me, almost like a tingling around my head and shoulders. Something there. Yeah, that I feel.
Okay. And there's a tap, so this will be fun. I don't want you sitting there, though, thinking, okay, are you going to tap me now? Okay, don't do that.
Yeah.
I'd actually prefer you forget I ever said it, because then when it happens, you'll remember. There's something to this. And it's part of it with her is the acknowledgement. She wants to make sure you understand that she is still here and she can be physically present for you. So this is very important to acknowledge that she can be physically present for you. So this will be fun. She encourages you to keep talking to her as much as possible and let her know, you know, what you're thinking and you're feeling and all that. And it's carry on the conversation as though she's right there next to you because she is. And you might be surprised to see what happens after that. And because I have a feeling she's going to start sending you more and more messages. So if things start getting a little bit weird, Don't freak out or anything.
All right.
It's all good. Yeah.
I've been wanting to hear from her so bad. I have some tapes that she made, and I listen to them occasionally. And on the internet, there's things that pop up, and I'll see her picture from past entries on the computer and things, and it pops up. And then I'll say, oh, you're like trying to remind me, and okay, you're there today or something because of things that she wrote. She wrote a lot of things, and she had a talk show and things like that.
Oh, cool. That's really neat. I'm so glad you have that physical part of her that you can still listen to and everything.
Oh,
because isn't it wonderful to hear that voice
again?
And
she was a singer. She was a singer. She was so multi-talented. I don't know where it all came from.
Oh, isn't that
amazing?
I love it. I love it. I tell you, the energy of her is it's really stunning. So it's beautiful. Well,
oh,
Mary,
yeah.
Thank you
so much
for
fun. Oh, that was so right on. I felt like she was right here. Wow.
Oh, I'm so happy.
And she had such a contagious laugh that you couldn't help laugh with her. We laughed constantly. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I do.
It is
do really.
Wonderful.
That's the first time that I've got Spirit to come through with messages from her since she passed. And it was a long illness, but she went suddenly. And it was kind of a shock. So
yeah.
It was like the day before my birthday in the holiday time and all. And it was very devastating to me. I still miss her a lot.
Yeah. Well, you guys are very tight, and I could see that would be very hard, especially around your birthday, you know.
Yeah.
And but boy, she's you just keep on the lookout because she's going to be even stronger.
She's
going to
pull
so
some, huh?
Yeah, this is going to be
you
fun
love
now.
To
so
pranks.
I'm
okay,
to
I'll keep my eyes and ears and open to Spirit for that.
Yes. Awesome. Well, it was so nice talking to you, Mary.
Thank you so much,
Colleen.
Night. Many blessings.
You are most welcome.
You too,
as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Isn't that amazing? I tell you, we're talking about mediumship tonight. We're talking about that stuff. You just don't even know what's going to happen when, you know, we take a caller or we have a reading, what spirit's going to come in, what they're going to say. And it's so beautiful that spirit can come through and give us messages. And, I mean, isn't it amazing? It's truly amazing. So before I forget to tell you who we are again, this is Lily Dale Radio. I'm Colleen Vander Zeiden, and my show name, I don't know, I can't speak anymore, is Embracing Your Essence. And you can visit me at ColleenVanderZeiden.com. And if that's too hard to spell, but if you found it out, it's not too bad. PsychicMediumColleen.com as well. You can check out my website there and get information on mediumship and coaching. You can also go to the LilydaleAssembly.org page, and you can get all the information, like I was talking about before, with all of the summer workshops coming up. We do have some winter workshops coming up, too, though I don't think we can call them winter workshops because I think the next one is in March, and it's Lisa Williams. I think it's the second weekend. I don't have my notes in front of me. So the second weekend in March, it's on mediumship, of course. And then we have Judith Rochester, I believe, is teaching another one, and then Sharon Klingler is doing another one. So those are all pre-season workshops. Season doesn't start until the end of June, but there are workshops going on, and the churches are still in session over there, so you can get things going that way as well. Isn't that exciting? I tell you, it's an amazing thing. Talking about Lily Dale, I could talk about it all day, all night. You'd be here forever. I do want to take another caller, though, because I feel like I've neglected you all last week, and actually, I don't think I'm going to be here next week either, but I will let you know. I will post it. Okay. Because I'm going to go to Universal Studios next week with my daughter. I've never been there. We're going to go check out Harry Potter. So let's see. Who are we going to do right now? Let's see. Oh, I kind of like this number. This is a cool number. 8787. 8787. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. And what's your name?
My name is Jessica Biddlecom. How are you?
Oh, I'm awesome. And what can I help you with today?
I just wanted to see if anybody, anything, had anything for me.
Whoever wants to come in, whatever spirit wants to come in. You know.
Right.
Okay. I've got a younger person who's passed early. And there's a lot of emotions surrounding the passing. Do you know a younger male who would have passed early?
Yeah, I do.
Would he have been in his late teens area?
When he would have passed?
Yeah, in that area. Would he have been late teens? He feels like a teen to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah, okay. And does he have, I don't know what's going on with him. It's an interesting feeling as this young man is stepping in. My head feels very scattered. You know, like I feel like I'm over here, over there, everywhere. It's like I'm not thinking very clearly. Did he have some kind of an issue or something that was affecting his mind?
That very well could be. If it's the person that I think that's coming through, it would be someone from my childhood, but he passed away when he was in his 30s. But he maintained the mentality of a child. Never matured, maybe.
Okay. I should release this limiting belief with men sometimes, and I always feel them energetically, sometimes more so than their actual age. So that makes total sense to me. And do you happen to know, do you know much about his passing? Because I'm getting the impression that some of his actions may have contributed to his passing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, I skirted around that nicely, didn't I? Took a while.
Sure.
Because there's a lot of stuff happening in his head. I feel up and down, and the thing is with him, I have to say, I like his energy because he's actually quite intelligent and he knows a lot, but I get the impression he's had what he would call bad luck. And that things don't always work out the way he wants them to. And that kind of influences his mind. And so I do get a little bit of I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere with him. He's actually, you said you knew him when you were younger, because he's telling me that he was a pain in the butt when he was younger, he's telling me. Do you know?
Oh, he's a pain in the butt.
It sounds like he would have been in his 30s as well, just by the energy he's showing. But there's definitely the feeling of being a pain in the butt. I feel him not taking things seriously. And do you happen to know if he continually handed in his homework late? If at all.
I would assume so, yeah.
Okay, because there's a mention of that as kind of a descriptor for me to see how he is in terms of responsibility, especially younger. I get the impression he could fly off the handle as well. He tells me that you are, you really do take care of quite a few people, don't you? He says you take care of people. And you're the smoother over, what do I call that? The peacemaker. You're the peacemaker. You try to keep things all running smoothly. Do you do that?
That would mean yes.
Yes. And he tells me you're actually quite good at it. But he's also telling me, that led you to suppress yourself. You wouldn't say what you needed to say sometimes, he says. But he tells me you've kind of gotten out of that kind of flow now, that you're getting much better at saying the things you need to say. Huh, interesting. You're kind of fun, aren't you? he has a very high opinion of you. Yeah. There's also the, who has the dog? Do you have a dog now?
I do not have a dog.
Who has the dog? Somebody has a dog. I want to play with the dog. Does he like dogs? What's going on? Why do I want a dog? I want to pet a dog.
He may have had, I don't have a dog, I had a cat.
Okay. No, this is definitely a dog. It's a smaller dog though. I don't know, my dog breeds very well, but there's short hair and it's small, and I want to be petting this dog. So there's a connection here somehow. I don't know what it is. But whenever I'm talking about one thing and then the spirit interrupts me with something else, it's usually important. So this is going to make sense at some point. I don't know when, but you'll figure it out when it happens, I bet. And interesting. Yeah, and okay, there's one more thing too. I've got a hearing issue going on right now too. Do you have a woman on the other side who has a hearing issue?
I don't think so. Nothing that, like, coming at
mind
me
right now?
No woman, okay. No hearing issue.
Okay. Do you have anybody on this side who has a hearing issue by any chance?
I have a son with tubes in his ears, and he constantly gets ruptured eardrums.
Oh, poor thing. That's horrible.
Yeah,
because there's a mention of hearing, but I do have a woman on the other side as well, and I don't want to take too much time. I only have a few minutes left, so I won't spend time acknowledging her beyond that, but thank you for coming, nice woman. But there's that mention of the hearing, and I thought it went with her, but I'm not convinced of that either. Okay, hold on. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay.
The hearing.
Okay, that's okay. We'll just leave that for now. If we had more time, we'd explore it further. But I do want to mention there's something else going on too, because he's mentioning a job shift, and I don't know if he's talking about you. Have you shifted, or do you plan to?
I just have a lot going on with my job situation right now. Planning to
Okay. There's a mention of that he just brings in. He says you're very patient, that you've kind of waited and trying, hoping things are going to shift. And he says that patience can be a virtue, but also a bad thing as well, is what he's telling me. So we'll leave
right.
That nice message there with that. He wants me to just acknowledge again you, being the person who takes care of others and how important that is. But he wants to make sure you're taking care of yourself as well, that you're taking time for yourself too, because otherwise you're going to get really burned out and very stressed. And he wants to make sure you step back from some of the stress that is around you, okay, as best you can. He says you don't have to do everything and you don't have to take care of everyone. You don't have to. So if that's an issue, then just remember his words the next time something pops in. Okay, so I only have 2 minutes left, so I'm going to actually have to let you go, Jessica. But it was so nice talking to you.
It was nice to talk with you, too. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, you have a good night. Yes, that was Jessica. And again, I tell you, I have something with my storage. So if you've just been tuning in, we're almost to the end of the show, but I'm Colleen Van Design, and this is Lily Dale Radio. We are broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio, and we are also on my Facebook page, Colleen Van Design, Medium and Self-Empowerment Coach. And you can follow me there. You can also go to my website, ColleenVanDesign.com. And sign up for my newsletter. Right now I have a free meditation download. I will be removing that at some point. I'm in the middle of writing a book proposal right now, and that's taking a lot of my time. I think that's much harder than actually writing the book. And I have to deal with the marketing aspect, so my focus is solely on that right at this moment. But at some point I will get a new free download available for people who sign up for my mailing list. And go to lilydaleassembly.org, and you can see everything that's happening. So many wonderful things are going to be happening this year at Lilydale. Now, things do happen off-season as well. You can go to Lilydale now and have readings. You can check the churches out. There's a healing service Wednesday night. And so if you are in the area of Lilydale, you can still go and
get readings and all of that stuff. There are some mediums still available, and just contact them ahead of time. I would not recommend driving there and hoping someone's going to be open. So you do want to do it that way. So I do want to thank you so much for listening to me ramble tonight about all sorts of things. I've been all over the map, and it's been so much fun. And I'm so happy you've been watching and listening, because without you, there's no point in doing the show, is there? And I do love connecting with you, and I do love reading your comments. After the show is over, I do love reading your comments, and I do love the people who call in. And I'm sorry I can't get to everybody, but as you can see, it does take some time to bring out the messages and get them to be somewhat, you know, wonderful. So you have a wonderful night, and I will talk to you maybe next week, if not the following week. I will let you know. I'll post it on my Facebook page. And I'm going to be there for that. So thank you so much for watching again.